time to start crying the blues.
That's, well, dancing to the blues, too. It's time to check in with Jamie Klund this morning, who is with the Reno Blues Society. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, morning, Monica and Ross. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your spring dance that's coming up on the 29th.
That's right. Well, it's this Saturday. It's at the Ramada Inn. We've got Carolyn Dolan's blues band, Big Red, opening up, and then the J.C. Smith Band from San Francisco, and they won many awards over there. They'll be the headliners. So doors are open at 7, music at 7:30. Carolyn Dolan will play for about an hour, and then about 9 o'clock, J.C. Smith will take the stage and play till about 11:30, and it'll be a great time. And so this is what we do with this dance, and we do something a little different with each of our events. We're a nonprofit, of course, 501c3. And for this one, we raise money for the music programs in the schools so that they can buy sheet music, instruments, and music stands and keep music going with the kids. So we're, and part, a big part of how we raise the money, because we've got expenses, we got to pay the band, sound engineer, some miscellaneous expenses. So we do a silent auction for this. We've got about $4,000 in donated prizes and services that folks that attend can bid on and get a great deal on stuff, and then, you know, we turn all that money over to our contacts in the school district for those important instruments, music, sheet music, and music stands.
So, yeah. Jamie, are the school districts in general, and particularly Washoe County, cutting back on music education funding?
Well, that does happen. I hate to say it, but the arts a lot of times are the first things to go. Mm. A lot of the PTO organizations in some of the schools are able to raise funds and keep those programs alive. But, studies show that kids that are involved in music, whether it's band or orchestra or choir, they get better grades, they end up doing better in life, they become more productive citizens, and really that's what it's all about. So it isn't just that, well, hey, I kind of like to listen to music, and what good does that do? Well, it does a lot of good, because people who are involved with music, and it takes a lot of discipline to do it, and they end up just doing much better in school, much better in life, and just makes our communities better.
It's because they're more in tune with what's going on.
Well, I was going to say, they keep the blues alive as well. And not only can you have a great time and invest in our children's future, but you can also kind of let loose, because the spring dance is a beach attire theme. So break out the Hawaiian shirts.
It is. And all the dances that we have, it's always real dance music. So we get blues fans, but we get a lot of people that are in different dance clubs that, maybe don't have an opportunity to play or dance with live music, so they get that opportunity. But, yeah, it's very lively. It's a lot of fun. People can wear, a Hawaiian shirt or bring your beach towel or whatever floats your boat, so to speak.
Jamie, what's the best way to get tickets to the spring dance this Saturday?
Well, lots of ways. So we've got some advanced ticket outlets. Yeah, tickets are $17 in advance, $22 at the door. So we've got Recycled Records and the Melting Pot in Midtown. We have Hippies Pipe and Incense over in Sparks. We have the Beat Store down in Carson City. And if you go to renoblues.org, we've got a link there where you can buy tickets on our website. And, of course, if you run into any of the board members, including myself, or if folks happen to know some of the board members, Rainey Napolitano or Pam Farmer and many others, you can get tickets from us as well.
All right. Jamie Klund with the Reno Blues Society, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great time on Saturday.
Thank you. We sure will.
No towel snapping during the event.